election.
Well, he doesn't know how to do it, and he's just jumping. He's going to call you. Well, I'm going to give him hell. When he calls you, I just say, well, I don't want to do it unless I'm the only man can bridge the thing. And if the president wants me and you want me and the rest of you want me, I'll do it. Then you can go get you some good clients that are discreet, because we're not in power and you haven't got any influence with Nixon. Nobody can charge you with running his outfit, but you can damn sure have a lot with some of our friends, and you can have a reasonable case, and they'll give you a good situation, and we'll all get out here and help you. And I'm not going to be active, and I'm not going to, if I did, I'd run for president, but I'm not going to see them take this thing and throw it away and just neglect it and let another Democratic advisory group come in here and just be a bunch of hellraisers like McCarthy did. And he's thinking he's going back and run for mayor or senator of Minnesota or something. I don't know what he's getting ready to do, but the party can do this, and he's going to call you in my judgment if he keeps his commitment to me. And if he does, I want to prepare you for it. I don't want you to tell another human I talked to you. I don't want any credit for anything. I just want you to do it.
Now, I won't tell Humphrey if you don't want me to.
No, I don't want you to tell anybody.
Well, I understood that.
I said me and you and God. I don't want you to even tell your wife. Well, I love her, but I don't want her to know it.
I'm not going to tell anybody, because if Humphrey asks me, I'll tell him no.
You just tell him. Ain't nobody going to. He's not going to ask you. We just talked about it, and we agreed. And he says that he'll do it. He said Jim O'Hara, and he's talking about various people. And I said, now, Hubert, we just got to build on these young people. We don't need to lose Florida. We don't need to lose North Carolina. By God, we wouldn't if we had somebody in charge and knew how to handle it. I didn't lose either one of them.
That's right.
And I'm supposed to be older than you are. And I'm supposed to be older than you are. I'm supposed to bundle everything open. But let's get a manager in here that's been elected or something. And that's run something, and that's been an executive that people respect. And I said, I'll respect him and carry out his orders. If you'll do the same thing, we'll go somewhere. It's the greatest position in this country when we're not in power. And this man will have to tell us, House and the Senate, what we want and have to communicate to them. And I will help him, and he can help him. And so you just be prepared, and the way I would answer him, I'd say, I don't want anything. I'm not asking. I want to be left alone. But
you know, I've been on record with him for that. I told him I didn't want a damn thing. Didn't even want to be in his cabinet if you want.
But I'll be a bridge if I can serve that purpose. And then when he says, yes, you could, you just say, okay, now let's get this unanimous. I don't want a lot of division here. And you talk to the president. You be damn sure everybody's aboard. And so that will kick it off. Now, my judgment is he'll call you in a day or two, and when he may just go off and talk, wait till Thanksgiving. If he does, well, you ain't nothing you can do about it, but you just be prepared when he does.
No, I thought he would have called me before now. I was one of the few people up there not on the payroll volunteering.
Well,
I hadn't heard from him.
He just got a lot to do, and
well, that bothered me, because in a way I'm better off not hearing from him.
Well, you just
we're coming up there. You invited us up to the 5th. You got somebody. And I don't know who, because I haven't been back in my office. I just told him to accept it.
Yeah, it's Kuwait, I think. Iran. I've forgotten which one comes to it. But anyway, we want to. I see, but I want you to be prepared so you wouldn't get caught off guard. And I want you to know what my judgment is. If I were president, of all the people I know in this country, you would have to be one that would take this assignment. And I think he's going to feel the same way. Told me he did. Told me he was. Told me he'd agree on it. So if you don't back out, why, that's what it does. And you just be prepared for it.
I sure will.
Bye. I'll see you.
Bye.